What's up, y'all? Today we're going to be doing things a little bit differently, and we are going to take the show's namesake quite literally as I bring you the top 10 AI related stories that I have found this week. So let's get right into it. All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of AI Roundup. I am your host, Phil Buck, and today we're going to be bringing you the top 10 AI-related stories that I found this week, which Lord knows that there is so many of them out there. I'm sure that you have probably found a few that I miss, and if so, feel free to drop them in the MMN Discord. I'd love to hear what you're reading about and what's exciting you. But today's show, I apologize, is a little bit later than normal. Usually, I like to get into the studio on Tuesdays and produce and record the show and have it out bright and early for you on Wednesday mornings, but I was pretty sick yesterday and I was not able to get into the studio at all. But while I was wallowing around sweating and trying to shake off this crazy sinus infection that finally got to me, the only thing that I could really do to entertain myself was doom scroll through all my different apps. And while I was on Discord yesterday, I saw that Midjourney had an announcement that they are going to be trying AI moderation of their prompts. This is pretty exciting because in the past, the only moderation was simply blocked words, a list of anything that was remotely related to sexual or violent subjects. You know, it just made a prompt containing those words just write out. You just couldn't use them. Well, this announcement on Discord yesterday says that the company is going to be using AI moderation, which will read your entire prompt for context on the words. And in a lot of cases where it's not either violent or sexual content related, they'll let some of these block words through. For instance, in the past, if you were to try to generate something related to Willy Wonka, well, the word Willy is blocked. Luckily, I was able to sneak into the beta of this feature. They were only testing it out for a few hours last night, but if you were able to use it, you would find that you could use words like breastplate, which in the past were blocked, but you know, I was trying to generate some AI art of my Final Fantasy 1 characters that I've been playing on the Pixel Remaster, which it was exciting to see that when I asked for a bright red breastplate, it came through, even if it perhaps took breastplate a little too literally. And speaking of Midjourney, in our next story from AdAge.com, the NFL will use generative AI for the 2023 NFL Draft taking place on April 27th through the 29th in Kansas City, Missouri. The event will showcase AI-generated artwork created by Midjourney and AI artist Adrian Curiel. The images featuring teams' home cities will be displayed on a 3D set developed by the NFL and Formula, its social production company. Players will be photographed against these backdrops after being drafted. This use of generative AI in the NFL draft follows other sporting events such as the Masters, which utilized AI-generated audio commentary in partnership with IBM. And in another AI-generated related story, Republicans attack Biden with a fully AI-generated ad from Engadget.com. The RNC has created an attack ad using AI-generated imagery in response to President Joe Biden's re-election campaign announcement. This marks the first time the RNC has used a video made entirely with AI. The ad features AI-generated images of Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris and presents a series of hypothetical domestic and international incidents that the RNC claims might happen if the Biden-Harris ticket wins in 2024. The use of AI-generated imagery in political ads raises concerns about the potential spread of misinformation and false depictions in future campaigns, but the article did go on to point out that this one was perhaps a little easier to spot than others, as they claim Biden and Harris had way too many teeth in these images. And in yet another AI-generated ad story, this one coming from WindowsCentral.com, by way of Reddit, an AI-generated pizza commercial goes viral on Reddit. A Reddit user combined multiple AI programs, including GPT-4, Midjourney, and Runway Gen 2, to create a pizza commercial for an imaginary restaurant called Pepperoni Hug Spot. The ad features peculiar scenes, such as a woman eating a plate and a family eating a double-decker pizza with no toppings. The script, written by GPT-4, contains unusual and satirical lines, and although the creator claims that all the assets were made using AI, the ad may still have had some human touches, as the Reddit post claims they wasted 3 hours of their life making this. This commercial exemplifies the growing use of AI in content creation. I, for one, am a little jealous that I didn't think of this, although we played around with the text-to-video modal scope in the past to share things like Will Smith eating spaghetti. And if you haven't seen it, there's a great one of Conan O'Brien eating fried chicken and crashing his car. All right, and I want to follow up on a story from last week. This follow-up is from TheVerge.com. AI Drake just set an impossible legal trap for Google. This would easily fall in our big picture segment of the show if we were doing that today. It goes on, an AI-generated song called Heart on My Sleeve that sounds like vocals from Drake and The Weeknd has raised legal questions and concerns over copyright infringement. Universal Music Group claimed that using generative AI infringes its copyrights and issued a statement asserting that training generative AI using their artist's music constitutes a breach of agreement and copyright law. While the song was taken down from Apple Music and Spotify, it remained on YouTube and TikTok for a bit longer. UMG issued a DMC takedown notice to YouTube, claiming an unauthorized sample in the song, Metro Boomin's sample, by the way, watermark that is, and it was not about the AI-generated vocals. Very interesting. This raises questions over the legal ramifications of AI-generated music and the fair use of copyrighted material in training AI. This is where it gets good. If Google, which owns YouTube, agrees with UMG that AI-generated music is an impermissible derivative work, it would potentially undercut its own fair use argument for generative AI products like Bard. However, if Google disagrees with UMG and supports the idea that training AI with existing works is fair use, it risks future lawsuits and losing access to Universal's music on YouTube. This dilemma highlights the complex intersection of copyright law, AI-generated content, and potential legal battles in the future. And since we're on the subject of regulating AI, in an article from CNBC.com, NVIDIA has a new way to prevent AI chatbots from hallucinating wrong facts. NVIDIA has introduced NeMo Guardrails, a software that prevents AI models from stating incorrect facts, discussing harmful topics, or creating security vulnerabilities. This software addresses the hallucination issue in large language models like OpenAI's GPT and Google's Lambda. NeMo Guardrails adds constraints to ensure the software avoids inappropriate topics, prevents LLM chatbots from executing harmful commands, and directs conversations toward preferred subjects. The open source software can be used in commercial applications, and programmers will utilize the Colang programming language to write custom rules for the AI model. And another story about AI regulation, maybe it's a trend of today's episode, from TechCrunch.com, Tinder's verification process will now use AI in video selfies. Tinder is updating its photo verification feature by requiring users to take a video selfie instead of photos to prove their identity. Tinder is updating its photo verification feature by requiring users to take a video selfie instead of photos to prove their identity, helping to eliminate bots and catfishers. The company is partnering with a third-party vendor to manage the video selfie verification process, which uses AI to match the person in the video to the profile photo. Existing photo-verified users will be prompted to upgrade to the video selfie feature. Tinder plans to introduce options for users to see only photo-verified members in the recommendations and request matches to become photo-verified before messaging. Tinder Gold subscribers will be able to filter their likes page for photo-verified members only. The update aims to make the app safer and increase user trust. Very curious to see how that plays out. And let me know if you happen to use this feature and the AI denies that you are a real person. And shifting gears a little bit out of the AI regulating territory, in an article from thenextweb.com, Swiss startup unveils world's first AI translation service. Interprefy, a Zurich-based translation services startup, has developed Ivia, an AI-powered speech-to-speech translation system for online and live events. The tool translates speech into audio and captions in real time, supporting over 50,000 meetings since the company's inception 8 years ago. Ivia integrates automatic speech recognition, machine translation, and synthetic voice generation, with a benchmarking toolkit to evaluate the best AI for each language combination. The service will be initially available in 24 languages and regional accents for in-person audiences and platforms like Microsoft Teams, Zoom, and ON24, with more languages planned for the future. And for all my AI enthusiasts, make sure you mark this one down for your boss. In an article from CNBC.com, Stanford and MIT study, AI boosted worker productivity by 14%. A study from Stanford and MIT found that AI tools like chatbots increased worker productivity by 14% on average. The study involved more than 5,000 customer support agents at a Fortune 500 enterprise software firm. Productivity improvements were particularly significant for novice and low-skill workers who experienced a 35% increase in work speed. AI-assisted customer service agents with 2 months of experience performed as well or better than agents with over 6 months of experience without AI. The use of AI tools had minimal impact on experienced or highly skilled workers. The study also found that AI assistance improved customer satisfaction, reduced requests for managerial intervention, and improved employee retention. And the subtitle of this article really drives it home for me, which we've said many times on this show: those who use AI will replace those who don't. And in our last story for today, from BBC.com, Snapchat introduces AI chatbot to mixed reviews. And while the AI chatbot is not exactly breaking news, I guess the mixed reviews are. The article details that Snapchat introduced an AI chatbot called My AI, powered by OpenAI's GPT, which has received mixed reviews. The chatbot, pinned to the top of users' chat feeds, can only be removed by paid subscribers, leading to a lot of criticism. My AI can answer questions, offer advice, and plan trips, but may provide biased, incorrect, or misleading content. The chatbot was initially available to paid subscribers and later rolled out to millions of users globally. Snapchat faced criticism for being unclear about the chatbot's access to private information like location data. In a particularly popular tweet, someone repeatedly asked My AI if they could tell the user's location, in which it replied it could not, and even denied that it was lying, but then when asked if it could tell the user the closest McDonald's, it had no problem giving it a location across streets, which is definitely a little bit sus. Snapchat did go on to clarify that My AI does not collect any new location information from users, so it may be that My AI is simply acting on previously collected location data that users agreed to. All right, folks, and that is the top 10 AI stories that came my way for this week. Before we sign off for today, I'd love to point you to some other shows we'll be releasing on the MSP Media Network soon. Tomorrow, Thursday, April 27th at 6:30 p.m., a new episode of The Tech Bar will be welcoming Kyle Christensen of K7 Leadership with a special secret guest host. Stay tuned to find out who. Also, next week, we'll be premiering a special Mother's Day episode of 38 at 38 with Aaron Bolton, where Aaron is going to be interviewing his mom. Aww. It's sure to be a special episode, so be sure to tune in next Friday, May 5th at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And as always, there are new episodes of MSP Dispatch bringing you breaking news on tech and business every Tuesday and Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
I'm Powerhouse Ray.
And I'm Super Cousin Danny.
And we're your hosts of The Tech Bar. Join us April 27th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern for a fun night at the bar, featuring Kyle Christensen of K7 Leadership.
Whoa, Ray. You have to remember.
What?
I have a very important meeting that day on the 27th.
It's okay, Danny. Go ahead and take care of business. I have the perfect go-to co-host for the Tech Bar. As Tony Francisco says, his mustache will be on fleek.
Join us April 27th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time for episode 57 of The Tech Bar, featuring Kyle Christensen of K7 Leadership. All right, everyone, that is AI Roundup for today. Make sure you join the MMN Discord. There's a link in the show notes, or you can scan the QR code right there on the screen. Be sure to follow us on social media at MSP Media TV. If you have any questions, you can email news@mspmedia.tv or leave us a voicemail, 833-MSP-NETWORK. All right, everyone, until next time, I'm Phil Buck. This has been your April 26th AI Roundup, and I'll see you next time.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.